Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studios on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Cochran coming up after the 5 o'clock news. We'll get to hang with him for a few minutes on this Monday morning. And it is Monday morning, which means it's time for the box office over the weekend. I'm going to let you know what the movies did. If you have a comment or a question, if you saw any movies that you want to talk about, it's 312-981-7200 if you have a comment or a question. Your number one movie in the country for the third week in a row is Gravity with $31 million. This thing is continuing to just make a ton of money. It's up to $171 million already, and its budget is purported to have been $100 million. So it's already made $71 million profit, and it's still the number one movie in the country. Now, granted, a lot of that is because people are seeing it in 3D, and they're seeing it in IMAX 3D, which jacks the prices up a little bit. But still, a lot of people are seeing this, and it's one of the biggest hits. It's the first movie, I believe, of the entire year to be number one for three weekends in a row. I'm almost positive that that's the case. It is actually, and it's already, I mean, we're sneaking up on the end of the year here. We're pushing the end of October, and for this movie to be the first movie to be number one on the box office for 3 weeks in a row is pretty big. Great film, as you've heard me rave and rave and rave about it. I love it, and it's just doing phenomenal business. And if you get to see it, try to see it in IMAX 3D. And if you can't see it in IMAX 3D, you got to see it in 3D at least. Number two is Captain Phillips. Was also number two last week. So $17.3 million, bringing its total up to $53 million. Doing okay business, not great business. And not nearly as much money as Gravity is making. But again, I think a terrific movie. And I know that a lot of people are blowing holes in the in how accurate this movie is, and that they take, they really bend the story around. It's not very factual, but I think it's a terrific movie with a great performance by Tom Hanks, and I think it's terrific. Number three is Carrie, the remake, $17 million it made over the weekend. Not great, not horrible either, but, kind of a weak opening. Not a bomb, but definitely not a success. I hated it. One of the most unnecessary remakes ever made. This is the second completely unnecessary horror remake that Chloe Moretz has starred in. The first being Let Me In, which was a remake of Let the Right One In, which is a perfect movie and doesn't need to be remade. Carrie from 1976, one of my favorite films of all time, I think featuring some of the greatest sequences ever in horror history and two of the most iconic horror film performances of all time that just cannot be repeated here, especially Julianne Moore, who is a terrific actress, but had the unfortunate problem of trying to fill Piper Laurie's shoes in Carrie, which I think is one of the best performances in horror film history. Not scary, not necessary, not good. In fact, very, 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 very bad. The remake of Carrie is horrible. $17 million. Number four, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 made $10.1 million, bringing its total up to $93 million. It is underperforming in terms of what the first Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs made, which was a pretty big success. This one's not doing the same kind of numbers. I hear it's just as good, if not better, than the original. I have not seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. I actually like the first one, but I've not seen this one. Number five, Escape Plan with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, $9.8 million. They just don't bring him in like they used to in the mid-80s. Arnold and Sly, I guess, nostalgia did not bring out the huge numbers, did not bring out the crowds. So Stallone and Schwarzenegger together, $9.8 million, a huge disappointment for these two guys. I guess because, Schwarzenegger made another movie earlier this year, made two movies already earlier this year, and then Stallone made a movie called Bullet to the Head, which is actually a really good film, actually a very good movie, which nobody went to see. So I don't know, nobody's got nostalgia for these big 80s goofballs. Number six is Prisoners, a really terrific thriller that's only made $57 million, so not a huge success, but did okay. Number seven, Enough Said, $1.8 million. Number eight, The Fifth Estate, which only made $1.7 million, a pretty weak opening for what is a pretty weak film. This movie based on the true story of the WikiLeaks scandal. And then Runner comes in at number 9, Insidious Chapter 2, number 10. But your big winner, once again, Gravity, for the third week in a row, has captured the top spot, and deservedly so. I think it's the best movie of the year so far. And so there you go. That's your box office for the weekend. We got a quick break here, and we'll come back